Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Are you a registered voter in Ohio? Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick?
I am a voter registered, yes.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Now, the next question. Do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Do you think yes, it is, or no, it's not? What's your opinion?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked. It can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or a lockbox. Or a made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, storage in a container that is not see-through, and storage in a place where the person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose the state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
I support it.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage as a lock safe? Will you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Okay. How about if the law defines secure storage a locked container or a case? Support or oppose?
Support.
If the law defines secure storage a lockbox for either a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to storage a firearm. Will you support that law or oppose?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
I support it.
And how about a combination lock?
Support.
Or oppose? Okay. And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
I support it because I use them.
Okay. And it's a pleasure talking to you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
I don't think it should be unloaded.
Okay. So should I record your answer? Should not, right? Now,
correct.
Moving forward, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, the storage in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Will you think it's yes, it is secure, or no, it's not secure?
No, I think it's secure.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires the gun to be stored securely?
Can you read me the question? Because I don't quite
yes,
understand
sir.
It.
Sorry. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner, or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer. Now, will you support or oppose the law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose that? If the gun is not in the physical possession of the legal owner or someone who's legally...
Are those the only two choices of the answer I have?
Yes, sir, where you either support or oppose. You don't have to answer. You know, if you don't want to make an opinion, we can move forward.
I have no opinion on that one right now.
Okay, we can move forward. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant. We support or oppose the law.
I feel if they want to search my car, they should have a warrant. So.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that would be. Support it or don't. Yeah, I don't know how I answer that. I don't feel anybody has a right to search my vehicle without a warrant.
Or your house, right? Or
my house, yeah.
Okay, we can move forward. You know, I know it's more complicated. You know, it's not a simple yes or no answer. Okay, we can move forward. Now, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support or oppose that, the law that allows an affirmative defense for a person?
I support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, prosecutors have that discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose that law?
Support.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support that or oppose that law? Yes, sir?
Read me it again, please.
Yes, sir. Of course. We're almost done, okay? Just one more minute. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support that or oppose that?
So basically, in a nutshell, what you're saying is if you didn't properly store your gun, a kid gets a hold of it and shoots somebody, they're going to put you on record that someone obtained your gun that you did not properly store and put you on notice of it. That's what I'm getting from them.
Right, I understand that. Well, I'm required to read verbatim, so in order for me not to influence your opinion, you know, whatever your answer is, I'll be happy to record it. The options are support or oppose, or we can move forward. Whichever.
I could support that.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your personal political party identification, you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. And now, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And, I'm sorry, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? A white or Anglo, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence. But regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female?
I am a male.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. This concludes our survey. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.